Roh Kudus, terima kasih untuk pagi hari ini.
Holy Spirit, thank you for this morning.
Terima kasih kalau Engkau bersama-sama kami pagi hari ini.
Thank you that you're always with us even this morning.
Yesus, seperti Engkau janjikan kepada murid-murid-Mu, kalau kami membawa message, grace message kepada setiap orang.
Jesus, as you promised to your disciples, if we bring the grace message to people,
maka Engkau akan bersama-sama dengan kami.
Then you will be there with us.
Bahkan Engkau memberikan otoritas kepada kami.
You even give us the authority.
Selama satu tahun ini kalau kami bicara tentang Injil Yohanes, kami inginkan otoritas itu bersama kami.
For this year, when we're talking about the Gospel according to John, we want the authority to be with us, Lord.
Kami akan sampaikan kebenaran ini supaya banyak orang yang diselamatkan.
We will reveal the truth so that many people will be saved.
Bukan hanya mereka diselamatkan saja, tapi mereka disembuhkan dan dibebaskan.
Not only will they be saved, but they will also be healed.
Seperti Engkau janjikan kepada kami bahwa tidak ada yang mustahil bagimu.
As you've promised us that there is nothing which is impossible for you.
Dalam nama Yesus, urapi setiap kami.
In the name of Jesus, anoint every single one of us.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Saudara boleh duduk. Terima kasih.
You all may be seated. Thank you.
Okay, Evan, kamu duduk berdiri di sini. Saya di sebelah sini. Okay. Is it okay? Kita cek dulu supaya semuanya bisa. Okay, clear semua posisi kami. Okay. Posisi kami clear ya. Okay, good. Selamat pagi semuanya, saudara yang hadir di sini maupun Anda yang tidak hadir di sini.
Good morning to all of you who are present here and also all of you who are watching from home.
Dan pagi hari ini mulai minggu ini sampai tahun depan, saudara, kita akan bahas buku Injil Yohanes.
Starting this week and until next month we will be discussing about the Gospel according to John.
Setiap 4 bulan saya akan break untuk 2 bulan supaya Anda tidak bosan.
So every 4 months we will take a break for about 2 months so that we don't get too bored.
Jadi saya perhitungkan sampai akhir tahun depan kita bisa selesaikan buku Yohanes.
So I estimated until the end of next year we will be able to complete our discussion on the book of the Gospel according to John.
Kenapa saya pilih buku Injil Yohanes, saudara?
Why do I choose the Gospel according to John?
Saudara, di dalam Alkitab ada 4 Injil yang ditulis dengan penulis yang berbeda.
So in the Bible there are 4 Gospels that is being written by 4 different people.
Masing-masing mereka diinspired oleh Roh Kudus dan mempunyai target berbeda.
So each one of them are inspired by the Holy Spirit and they have different target audiences.
Saudara, kalau saudara baca kitab Matius, Matius targetkan kepada orang-orang Yahudi.
So if you read the Gospel according to Matthew, his gospel is being targeted towards the Jews.
Oleh sebab itu dia memulai gospelnya dengan apa itu garis keturunan supaya Anda tahu dari mana Yesus berasal.
That's why he started his gospel with the lineage of Jesus so that people will know where Jesus ancestors come from.
Sementara Injil yang kedua adalah Markus yang menulis pertama sekali Injil dari semuanya, saudara. Markus pertama yang menulisnya. Dia mendapat semua cerita ini dari Petrus.
So the second gospel, the second one is actually the gospel according to Mark. He is in fact the first gospel that is being written. He got all of his stories from the apostle Peter.
Jadi Markus bukan murid Yesus langsung, tetapi dia mendapat cerita ini dari Petrus.
So Mark is not a direct disciple of Jesus, but he got all of his stories from Peter.
Lalu yang ketiga adalah Lukas, saudara.
And the third one is Luke.
Lukas adalah bukan murid Yesus langsung, tetapi dia seorang scholar.
Again, Luke is not a direct disciple of Jesus, but he's in fact is a scholar.
Dia menulis bukunya atau Injil Lukas dengan sebenarnya untuk seorang yang mempunyai posisi tinggi di Romawi namanya Theophilus.
He wrote this book for a person called Theophilus, a high-ranking official in Rome.
Oleh sebab itu kalau Anda baca 3 Injil ini berbeda sekali, saudara.
And that's why if you read these 3 gospels, they might actually have different emphasis. They have different content.
Nah, yang terakhir adalah Injil Yohanes.
And the last one is the Gospel according to John.
Nah, Yohanes adalah murid yang paling disayang Tuhan Yesus.
So John is Jesus' disciples which he loves the most.
Walaupun umurnya panjang, tetapi dia mati. Kalau enggak salah, dia mati di rebus, saudara, di air panas.
So although he lived a long life, if I'm not mistaken, he died because he was being boiled alive.
Waktu usianya sudah tua, dia tinggal di Efesus cukup lama, saudara.
When in his old age, he lived in Ephesus, a city in Greece, for quite a long time.
Dia mencoba menuliskan Injilnya, itu targetnya adalah orang-orang Yunani.
He tried to wrote his gospel to the people of Greece.
Saudara, kekristenan dimulai dengan dari bangsa Yahudi.
Christianity began with the Jews.
Jadi tidak mengherankan kalau banyak konsep dan cara pemikiran orang Yahudi digunakan di dalam Injil ini, saudara.
So it is not surprising at all that many of the Jewish concepts is being used in the Bible.
Tapi bagi orang Yahudi itu asing, saudara.
But for the Greeks, this sounds like it's quite a foreign.
Jadi mereka tidak bisa mengerti tentang Yesus dengan cara pemikiran konsep orang Yahudi.
So they cannot understand the concept about Jesus from a Jewish point of view.
Oleh sebab itu Yohanes mencari solusi waktu itu ketika dia tinggal di Efesus.
That's why John was looking for a solution on how to convey this message when
supaya dia bisa
Ephesus.
Memperkenalkan Yesus melalui konsep pemikiran orang Yahudi. Orang Yunani.
So that he can introduce Jesus in accordance to the way and worldview of the Greek.
Tapi juga bersamaan supaya orang Yahudi juga bisa mengerti.
But he also wanted to be able to convey the same message to the Jews as well.
Oleh sebab itu kalau Anda nanti baca kitab Evan baca nanti awalnya, itu dia mulai dengan kata word.
So I will read the entire passage later on and you will see that how it begin with the word.
Jadi kita mulai dari Yohanes 1 ayat 1 sampai 18.
So we will begin from John 1 verse 1 until 18.
Silakan.
Okay. All right, John 1, verse 1 until 18. This is according. This is in NIV version. Yeah, the Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through Him, all things were made.
Sudah, saya bisa bahasa Indonesia-nya ada nggak supaya yang kurang ngerti Inggris bisa baca bahasa Indonesia-nya sementara Inggris yang dibacakan. Okay, good. Thank you. Lanjutkan.
Through Him all things were made. Without Him nothing was made that has been made. In Him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness had not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Yes.
And John testified concerning him. I cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me has surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made him known."
Nah, saudara, saya katakan kepada Anda tadi, Yohanes memulai Injilnya dengan sebuah kalimat, "Pada mulanya adalah Firman."
So as I said before, the Gospel of John begin with the word.
Dia ambil kata word atau kata.
So he uses the word word.
Bagi orang Yahudi, kata itu lebih dari sekedar suara yang keluar dari mulut kita, saudara.
For the Jews, a word is, you know, far more than just a mere a sound coming out from our mouth.
Kata adalah sesuatu yang memiliki kuasa.
Word actually have power.
Saudara ingat dalam perjanjian lama, ketika Isa memberkati Yakub, padahal seharusnya dia memberkati Esau, saudara.
Okay, in the Old Testament, you probably remember the story about Isaac, how he blessed Jacob, although he's supposed to actually bless Esau.
Saudara, Isaac tertipu oleh Yakub.
Isaac was tricked by Jacob.
Waktu Esau datang kepada Isaac, saudara, Isaac katakan, aduh, aku nggak bisa lagi tarik kembali kata-kataku.
When Esau came to Jacob, Jacob was quite surprised, and he said, "Alas, I cannot take back my word."
Not Jacob, come to Isaac.
Oh, Isaac. Sorry. Yeah. So Esau came to Isaac, and Isaac was a bit surprised, and he cannot take back his word.
Saudara, kata-kata berkat yang telah Isaac ucapkan tidak bisa kembali ditarik.
The word of blessing that Isaac gave can no longer be retracted.
Itu artinya kata-kata itu punya kuasa.
That means the word have powers.
Firman Tuhan mempunyai kuasa yang mampu menciptakan sesuatu.
The word of God is the creating power.
Saudara, kata yang disampaikan melalui firman Tuhan itu sangat kreatif, sangat berkuasa dan dinamis.
The word of God is creative, powerful and dynamic.
Coba kita lihat sedikit, saudara. Di dalam perjanjian lama, Tuhan sering sekali bertindak hanya melalui perkataannya.
Let's take a look at the Old Testament, where God regularly acts through his words.
Dalam Mazmur 33 ayat 6,
in Psalm 33 verse 6,
dikatakan, oleh firman Tuhan telah menjadikan langit dan bumi.
It says, by the word of the Lord, the heavens were made.
Jadi melalui kata, melalui firman, dia menciptakan langit dan bumi.
So just through word, he created the heaven and earth.
Lalu kemudian di dalam Mazmur 107 ayat 20 dikatakan, disampaikannya firman dan disembuhkannya umatnya.
In Psalm 107 verse 20, he says, he sent out his word and healed them.
Artinya melalui mulutnya, melalui firman-Nya, dia sembuhkan mereka.
That means his mere word, he healed them.
Saudara, di dalam Yesaya dituliskan, saudara, rumput boleh jadi kering, bunga menjadi layu, tetapi firman-Ku tetap untuk selama-lamanya.
So in Isaiah 55, verse 10 to 11, it says, hang on a second.
Okay, rumput boleh menjadi kering. Oh, di sini. Okay, kamu
okay.
Rumput. So, enggak usah dibaca semuanya. Saya singkat okay. Aja.
For rumput. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return there, but water the earth, making it bring forth and sprout, giving seed to the sower and bread to the eater.
Dan yang terakhir, saudara, saya singkatin. Yesaya 55 ayat 10 dan 11 dikatakan, demikianlah firman-Ku yang keluar dari mulut-Ku tidak akan kembali kepada-Ku sia-sia.
So in Isaiah 55 verse 10 until 11 it says, so shall my word be that goes out from my mouth, it shall not return to me empty, but it shall accomplish that which I purpose.
Jadi bukan hanya, saudara, bukan hanya perkataan Tuhan yang luar biasa, tapi perkataan saudara dan saya yang kita ucapkan itu juga punya kuasa.
But you know what? It's not just God's words that have power. Our words also have power.
Saudara, ketika saudara dan saya mengucapkan sebuah kata, secara tidak langsung kata itu adalah bagian dari pribadimu.
When you say something, directly or indirectly, it become part of who you are.
Kata yang keluar dari mulutmu itu seperti nafas yang keluar dari diri kita.
The word that come out from your mouth become like a
nafas,
like a breathing thing that come out from our self.
kata yang dikeluarkan melalui tenggorokan mulut kita dan lidah kita, saudara.
It sounds that comes out through our throat, mouth, and tongue.
Ketika orang lain mendengarkan perkataan saudara,
when others listen to our words,
saudara, mereka menganggap perkataanmu serius.
They will take our words seriously.
Orang lain pernah berkomentar begini, saudara, dengan apa yang saudara alami. Tadi kamu bilang begini, tapi perbuatanmu kok begitu?
People might say, you know, sometimes, but you said this, how come you are doing that?
Jadi ketika perbuatan kita dengan perkataan kita itu berbeda, maka orang katakan kamu enggak bertanggung jawab dengan perkataanmu.
But you know, when our actions and our words does not match, people probably think that, oh, you know, you're an irresponsible person.
Kata-kata yang kita ucapkan tidak hanya mempengaruhi hidup kita saja, tapi juga orang lain, saudara.
The words that we speak does not only affect us but also others.
Coba saudara katakan kepada temanmu, I love you, saudara.
So for example, if you say to your friend, I love you.
Atau saudara bilang, kamu dipecat, kamu, I'm fire you. Saya keluarkan kamu.
Or you said to somebody else and you said, you are fired.
Saudara, itu akan mengubah hidup orang itu.
It will affect the other person's life as well.
Kata-kata yang saudara ucapkan itu akan dia ingat selamanya di dalam kehidupannya.
The word that you spoke will be remembered by that person probably for life.
Bahkan mempengaruhi hidup dia.
It might even impact his life.
Oleh sebab itu kita harus hati-hati dalam ucapan kita.
And that's why we have to be really careful on what we say.
Sebagai seorang businessman, Anda harus hati-hati dan punya integritas dengan janji yang Anda kasih ke orang lain.
You know, as a businessman, you have to be careful and you have to have integrity in what you say.
Sering sekali kita sebagai businessman mengucapkan kata-kata yang cool, tetapi saudara tidak bisa menepati janjimu.
Sometimes as a businessman we say something that sounds cool, but we can't fulfill that promise.
Oleh itu, sebab itu Salomo katakan, ingat nama baikmu lebih penting daripada minyak yang harum.
And that's why Solomon said, your good name is more valuable than an expensive perfume.
Oleh sebab itu saya minta semua hamba-hamba Tuhan yang dengar di sini, ya, businessman yang dengar sini, ingat ucapan kita ini sangat penting.
That's why I want all of the businessmen who are in here to remember that our words is very very important.
Suatu perang dunia kedua, ketika Inggris kalah dengan dari tentara Jerman, saudara.
You know, during World War II, when British troops suffered defeat against the Hitler's troop,
Perdana Menteri Winston Churchill berdiri di panggung.
Prime Minister Winston Churchill stepping up to the podium.
Lalu dia berpidato dengan pidato yang terkenal sampai hari ini.
And he made a very very remarkable speech until.
Dia katakan kepada orang-orang Inggris waktu itu.
He said to the British people at that time.
Kemenangan akan diperoleh dengan air mata dan darah. And never give up, never ever give up.
Victory will be won through tears and blood. Never, never, never ever give up.
Saudara, itu yang merubah orang Inggris. Dan mereka langsung perang lagi.
And that's what changed the British people and they continue their on their fight.
Kalau kata-kata Winston Churchill bisa memberi dampak yang begitu besar, apalagi kata-kata dari Tuhan, saudara.
You know, if Winston Churchill's words can have such an impact, how much more that God's words can bring impact to our lives?
Oleh sebab itu Rasul Yohanes memilih untuk pertama kali dia memperkenalkan Yesus dengan katakan pada mulanya adalah kata atau firman.
And that's why John begin his gospel with the word to introduce Jesus.
Nah, sekarang bagi orang Yahudi, word ini, kata ini, apa artinya?
So for the Jews, what does this word actually?
Yunani.
For the Greek, what does this word actually mean?
Saudara, 560 sebelum Masehi, seorang filsafat bernama Heraklitus, saudara. Dia mempunyai satu filosofi yang bagus sekali.
So in 560 before Christ, there was an efficient philosopher called Heraclitus. He have a very, very good philosophy.
Saudara, Heraclitus mengatakan bahwa segala sesuatu yang ada di alam semesta ini dapat berjalan dengan teratur karena adanya logos.
So he have the view that everything in the world is happening and you know in good harmony because there is a logos, there is a word.
Logos itu diterjemahkan saudara, word artinya.
So, logos means word in English.
Jadi menurut Heraklitus bahwa segala kejadian di dunia ini berjalan karena teratur diatur oleh logos saudara.
So he believed that everything that goes on this world happen because it's being controlled by the logos.
Dia menyebutkan bahwa logos itu Tuhan.
He even declared that logos is actually God itself.
Yang mengendalikan dunia dan alam semesta ini termasuk orang yang ada di dalamnya.
So it controls all of this universe and including the people that lives in it.
Jadi jauh sebelumnya orang-orang Yunani sudah percaya kata logos ini dan mereka percaya Tuhan, tetapi Tuhan yang mana?
So even at that time, you know, before Jesus came to this earth, the Greek already believe in this concept of logos, but they don't know which God it is.
Jadi Yohanes datang kepada orang Yunani dan berkata demikian, saudara.
So John came to the Greeks and said this.
Dia katakan selama berabad-abad Anda telah berpikir dan menulis serta bermimpi tentang logos.
So he says, for centuries you have been thinking and writing and dreaming about the logos.
Sekarang logosnya sudah datang ke dunia ini.
But the logos now has come to this earth.
Yohanes berkata, logos telah menjelma menjadi manusia.
John said that the logos has become a man.
Dengan kata lain, pemikiran Tuhan telah menjelma menjadi sebuah pribadi.
In other words, the mind of God has become a person.
Itulah cara Yohanes memperkenalkan Yesus kepada orang Yunani.
And that's how John introduced Jesus to the Greek.
Dia memakai filosofi dari Heraklitus yang selalu mereka percaya bahwa semua alam semesta ini dikendalikan oleh logos.
He uses Heraclitus' philosophy that the whole universe is being controlled by this word.
Lalu kita lanjutkan sekarang. Yohanes katakan, pada mulanya.
So let us continue. When John wrote, in the beginning.
Saudara, di dalam Kejadian 1, kalau saudara baca di Perjanjian Lama, pada mulanya itu adalah klimaks di mana Allah menciptakan manusia dalam gambaran Dia sendiri.
So if you read Genesis 1, you will read that in the beginning we reach its climax when God created man in his image.
Sementara Yohanes menuliskan di dalam Yohanes 1, pada mulanya, artinya klimaksnya ketika firman itu telah menjadi manusia.
Whereas in John 1, the word in the beginning reached its climax when the word of God become flesh.
Sewaktu Allah menciptakan alam semesta ini, dalam Kejadian dikatakan Allah, dalam kitab Kejadian dikatakan Allah telah berfirman.
So when God created this universe in the book of Genesis, he said, let there be light.
Jadilah terang, dan seketika itu juga saudara, alam semesta yang gelap gulita ini menjadi terang.
So when he said, let there be light, then immediately the dark universe turn into light.
Lalu Yohanes mulai Injilnya, saudara. Dia katakan bahwa firman itu telah menjelma menjadi terang dan manusia.
So similarly John also wrote, now the word has become flesh and shines in darkness.
Dengan kata lain, saudara dan saya pada zaman dulu, saudara, kita masih hidup dalam kegelapan semuanya.
So in other words, in the past we live in darkness.
Saudara, waktu Yohanes memperkenalkan logos sudah menjadi manusia dan ada di tengah-tengah kita, dia bilang terang itu ada di antaramu.
So when John introduced the logos and the logos has become man among us, he says that the light is among us now.
Dan kegelapan tidak bisa menguasai terang itu.
And the darkness cannot overpower that light.
Saudara dan saya, semulanya hidup kita dalam kegelapan. Tapi setelah kita menerima terang itu, maka terang itu yang membuat hidup saudara bisa menjadi terang.
You and I used to live in the dark, but when we accept Jesus and we accept the light, our life can now be a shining light for other people.
Kenapa saudara harus baca firman Tuhan? Kenapa saya bilang sama saudara tiap kali baca firman Tuhan? Karena Daud katakan di dalam Mazmur 119 ayat 105, karena firman Tuhan itu pelita bagi kakiku dan terang bagi jalanku.
You know, I keep saying for you guys to read the word of God, and I do that continuously. This is because David said in Psalm 119 verse 105, he says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path."
Saya katakan kepada saudara, kalau saudara hafal kitab Amsal, Mazmur, Pengkhotbah.
So if you remember all of the Proverbs, Psalm, and Ecclesiastes.
Yes. Saudara tidak perlu lagi tanya kepada seorang pendeta ataupun temanmu, gua lagi di persimpangan jalan, yang mana gua harus ambil?
You no longer need to ask, you know, your pastor, your friend. I'm in the middle of a crossroad. Which decision should I take?
Karena firman yang saudara baca itu akan memberitahu kepada anda keputusan yang harus anda ambil.
Because the word that you read will tell you what decision that you have to make.
Saudara, kita sebenarnya beruntung ada buku kehidupan.
You know, you are very lucky because we have this book of life.
Karena ini sendiri adalah Kristus sebenarnya, saudara.
Because this book that I'm holding is actually Christ himself.
Jadi kalau saudara mau ketemu sama Tuhan, mau dengar suara Tuhan, melalui Alkitab, saudara.
So if you want to meet God, you want to hear the voice of God, you can do it through the Bible.
Yohanes mengatakan firman tersebut telah menjelma menjadi manusia dan manusia tidak mengenal mereka, mengenal dia.
So John said that the word has become man, but the earth the people does not recognize him.
Saudara, melalui Yesus, saudara.
Friends, through Jesus.
Allah yang jauh, yang tidak dikenal, yang tidak kelihatan.
God who is so distant, unknown, and invisible.
Dan yang tidak terjangkau telah datang kepada semua orang.
You know, the unreachable God has come to mankind.
Sehingga Tuhan tidak akan pernah menjadi pribadi yang asing bagi saudara dan saya.
So that God will never be a stranger to you and I.
Kalau saudara, temanmu bilang, aku gak pernah lihat Tuhan.
So if your friend said that, I never seen God.
Bilang sama dia, saya juga gak pernah lihat otak kamu di kepala.
You can also tell him, I also never seen your brain.
Tapi saya percaya, kamu punya otak di kepala.
But I believe that you do have brain, yeah?
Saya bisa lihat Tuhan di melalui buku saya, buku Alkitab ini.
I can see God through the Bible.
Kita lanjutkan yang terakhir. Ayat 10 sampai 11, saudara. Yohanes 1 ayat 10 sampai 11. Yesus ada di dalam dunia ini dan dunia dijadikan olehnya. Tetapi dunia tidak mengenal dia. Yesus datang kepada kepunyaannya, yaitu bangsa Israel. Tapi mereka tidak menerima dia.
So this is John 1, verse 10 to 11. The Lord, Jesus was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. Jesus came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him.
Saudara, masih banyak orang yang seperti orang Yahudi menolak terang itu.
So there are many people in this world, just like the Jews, they rejected that light.
Tapi kalau saudara dan saya sudah menerima terang itu akan bercahaya.
But if you and I have received that light will shine.
Tujuan saudara menjadi disciple Tuhan supaya saudara bisa memberitakan orang lain tentang terang itu.
The reason why you become a disciple of God so that you can tell others about the good news.
Ketika orang itu menerima terang yang sama, saudara, orang itu akan bicara kepada keluarganya. Keluarga dan teman-temannya tentang terang itu.
When the other person receive that light, he will then pass on the message to his family, to his friends.
Saudara, discipleship yang berhasil adalah dia menjadikan orang ini murid dan ini menjadikan orang lain murid dan seterusnya, bukan jadikan teman.
A true discipleship is when you make your friend to become another disciples, not just a mere friend.
Ayat 12 dikatakan, tetapi semua orang yang menerimanya diberinya kuasa supaya menjadi anak-anak Allah, yaitu mereka yang percaya dalam namanya.
So in verse 12, John says, yet to all who did receive him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
Saya minta pemusik maju ke depan.
I would like to invite the musician to come forward.
Tidak peduli dari keluarga mana Anda dilahirkan.
It doesn't matter which family you come from.
Tidak peduli dari bangsa apa Anda berasal.
It doesn't matter which nationality you come from.
Anda, Allah menerima Anda semua menjadi anak-anak-Nya.
God wants to accept you all to be his children.
Bagi Tuhan semua kita ini istimewa.
For God, we are all very very exceptional.
Saudara-saudara dan saya sedang antri untuk menjadi artis dan untuk sebuah peran dalam teater Tuhan.
Imagine that we are in a queue to be an actor for God's theater.
Semuanya kita akan terpilih saudaranya untuk berperan sesuai dengan keunikan saudara dan saya seperti yang dia ciptakan.
In fact, all of us will be chosen in his theater to play a role in accordance with our uniqueness that he has created on us.
Jadi ketika saudara dan saya memilih Yesus, maka kita diberi peran dan kemudian kita diberi otoritas untuk memainkan peran kita sebagai artis yang telah dipilih oleh Tuhan.
You see, when we choose Jesus, we are given the role and also we are given the power to play the role as an actor that has been chosen by God.
Oleh sebab itu dia katakan semua orang yang menerima dia diberinya kuasa.
And that's why he said that everybody who have accepted him will be given power.
Mari kita ambil bagian dalam peranan Tuhan supaya dia, yang sudah dia sediakan bagi saudara dan saya.
Let us partake in this roles that God has assigned to each one of us.
Setiap kita dipanggil untuk menjadi muridnya, saudara.
Each one of us is called to be disciples.
Setiap kita memainkan peran masing-masing untuk menjangkau mereka yang masih hidup dalam kegelapan.
Each one of us plays a role in order to reach out those who are still living in darkness.
Saudara, kalau kita benar-benar mengalami Tuhan, pasti kita akan share kepada orang lain.
If we truly accepted God, we will share our life with others.
Perhatikan saudara, dari pengalaman saya, kalau saudara sudah lama jadi Kristen tapi saudara tidak pernah memuridkan orang lain, kekristenanmu akan semu, saudara.
Listen to my experience. If you've been a Christian for a long time but you have never discipled to other people, your Christianity will become lukewarm.
Kalau enggak saudara berantem sama istrimu atau suamimu, engkau berantem sama orang lain.
You might end up actually having a fight with your partners or maybe with other people.
Tapi kalau kita beritakan perang terang itu kepada orang lain, saudara.
But if we keep spreading this light to other people.
Orang lain mengalami terang itu.
Other people experience the light.
Engkau pulang dengan sukacita.
You go home with joy, with
engkau
gladness.
Engkau share dengan suami atau istrimu.
You share with your husband and you with your wife.
Saudara, anggur itu selalu baru di dalam rumah tangga.
And the wine will always be new in your household.
Karena ada sesuatu sukacita yang kau share.
Because there is a delight that you share.
Bukan kau ceritakan tentang, aduh, saham jatuh lagi.
You don't complain about, oh, shares has dropped in price.
Setiap kita dipanggil untuk memerankan peranan sebagai aktor dalam teater Tuhan.
Every single one of us is called to play a role in this theater of God.
Tahun 2021 ini problem masih banyak.
In 2021 there are a lot of problems still.
Mari kita menjadi murid Yesus.
Let us be a disciple of Jesus.
Mari kita membawa terang itu kepada orang lain.
Let us bring that light to people.
Kalau saya sudah kenal lama sama Evan, Evan lu ke sana aja, gue nggak mau ketemu lu lagi, gue cari yang lain.
If Pastor Agus know me for a long time, he don't want to see me anymore.
Karena terlalu lama gue bergaul sama lu, terjadi gesekan, ntar kita berantem malah.
Because he know me for quite some time, there might be like a friction and we might fight with one another.
Baru-baru ini saudara saya ke Sydney.
So recently I go to Sydney.
Lalu keluarga yang couple yang undang kami makan saudara.
So a couple that invited us to dinner.
Dia bilang gini, Pastor Agus, kami tahun depan akan cruise ke Jepang.
They said, Pastor Agus, next year we will go to Japan in a cruise.
Saya dan istri bersama dengan 6 couple lagi itu sudah daftar.
So both of us with 6 other couples have already signed up.
Saya bilang tahun depan tuh kapan? 2022.
And I said, when in next year in 2022.
Okay, saya bilang gini. Kamu bilang 6 couple itu orang-orang sepantaran kamu.
And I asked him, so those 6 couples are about your age?
Dia bilang iya.
And he said, yeah.
Saya bilang sama istri saya, kamu daftar. Saya kepingin ketemu 6 couple yang mungkin enggak belum kenal Tuhan.
And I tell my wife, oh, let us also register because I want to meet these 6 other couples that haven't met Jesus.
Karena saya pernah cruise, saudara.
Because I've been in a cruise before.
Saudara enggak bisa kemana-mana.
You're pretty much stuck there.
Jadi saudara, tiap kali saya bisa ketemu, saya doakan kamu ya.
So every time I met them, I said, oh yeah, can I pray for you?
Selama target saya berpikir begini, selama di cruise, pasti 1 atau 3 couple bisa terima Yesus.
So I set a target to myself. So in that cruise, I should be able to bring at least three people to Jesus.
Tapi masalahnya begini, saudara. Istri saya bilang, kalau sampai di cancel, uangmu nggak balik loh.
But here's the problem. But if the cruise is cancelled, you will not get your money back.
Karena cruise bilang, oh, duitnya bisa dibuat untuk next cruise lagi, gitu.
Because the cruise company will probably say that, well, your cruise is cancelled, but you can use it for next cruise.
Jadi saya menantikan sampai Australia memutuskan untuk buka border sama Jepang.
So I'm looking forward for Australia to be able to open its border with Japan.
Saya ikut daftar untuk cruise, saudara.
I will sign up to that cruise.
Saya enggak suka sebenarnya Jepang, saudara.
I don't really like Japan actually.
Tapi saya targetkan 6 couple ini.
But I want to disciple to these 6 couples.
Sekalipun saya sudah tua, saya kepingin bisa menangkan jiwa.
So I may not be young anymore, but I want to be able to still win souls.
Saya harap saudara menjadi terang dunia ini.
I do hope that every single one of you become the light of God.
Mari sama-sama jadi terang Tuhan.
Let us together become the light of God.
Let us stand.
Let us stand.
Thank you. Saudara, waktu Yesus terakhir sekali dia kumpulkan murid-muridnya, saudara.
When Jesus gathered his disciples for the last time,
dia katakan semua otoritas di surga itu di tangan dia.
He said that all of the authority of heaven is in him.
Lalu dia bilang muridnya, go.
And he said, go.
Saudara, waktu saya baca dalam minggu ini tentang Matius 28 ini, saudara.
When I read this verse from Matthew 28.
Saudara, selama kita membawa grace, a message of grace kepada setiap orang.
As long as we bring the message of grace to people.
Tuhan kasih kita otoritas, saudara.
God is giving us the authority.
Dia pasti bersama dengan kita karena dia katakan itu kepada murid-muridnya.
He will be with us because he promised that to his disciples.
Kenapa kita gagal dalam discipleship?
Why do we fail in our discipleship?
Karena kita tidak membawa the message of grace.
Because we do not bring the message of grace.
Saya bilang Tuhan, tahun 2001 ini the message of grace akan terus dikumandangkan di presenter ini.
I said to God, in 2021, the message of grace will always be pronounced in
the presenter. Engkau janjikan, engkau punya otoritas, dan aku minta otoritas itu.
You promise your authority, and I want that authority.
Aku ingin melihat orang sakit disembuhkan.
I want to be able to see the sick being healed.
Pokoknya orang yang terikat dibebaskan.
Those who are in bondage is being set free.
Selama kita tinggal di dalam apa itu namanya a message of grace.
While we are living in the message of grace,
Tuhan akan memberikan otoritas itu kepada kita.
God will give that authority to us.
Sebab itu tahun 2021 saya percaya di sini akan terjadi banyak miracle.
And that's why I believe in 2021 in this place there will be a lot of miracles.
Itulah doa saya supaya Tuhan menunjukkan otoritasnya kepada kita.
And that's my prayer so that God will reveal His authority for us.
Mari kita jadi terang Tuhan.
Let us be the light for God.
Angkat tangan kita semuanya.
Let us lift our hands.
Kalau engkau pulang renungkan firman Tuhan.
When you go home now, meditate the word of God.
Dan katakan Tuhan, aku kirim orang lain yang belum kenal Yesus yang belum kenal Engkau kepadaku Tuhan.
And ask God to send people who has not known Jesus to you.
Berikan aku hikmat berkata-kata tentang Engkau.
Give me wisdom to say words about you, Lord.
Berikan aku otoritas untuk menyampaikan untuk bisa menyampaikan the message of grace ini.
Give me the authority to be able to give people this message of grace.
Supaya orang itu kalau punya sakit dia disembuhkan.
So that those people who have illness will be healed.
Kalau dia terikat dia dibebaskan.
If he's suffering from bondage, he will be set free.
Saudara, jadikan itu doamu setiap hari.
Let there be your prayer every single day.
Satu kali engkau berdiri, kau katakan engkau bawa jiwa-jiwa di dalam ruangan ini, saudara.
And one day you will stand and you said that you are bringing souls into this place.
Karena Tuhan tidak pernah bohong.
Because God never lies.
Pulang dengan damai sejahtera Tuhan.
Go home with the peace of God.
Dalam nama Yesus aku berkati engkau semua.
In the name of Jesus, I bless you all.
Amen.
Amen.
Have a great Sunday.
Have a great Sunday, church.